Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, y'all. What's up? And welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome. Hey.
Now it's Wednesday, hump day. We're going to help you get over that hump. And we got our peeps from L.A. with us. Heidi and Frank, what's going on,
y'all?
Hump day.
How you doing, Atlanta?
Now, speaking of hump, Celine Dion reacts to a fan rushing the stage in the most Canadian way possible. And another story about the gender pay gap in Hollywood, man. We're going to tell you which actress made less than 1% of what her male co-star made.
Jeez.
But first, the juice is loose, y'all. He was hanging out in Vegas this weekend. Talk about O.J. Simpson. He was partying in Las Vegas for the Bills playoff game, and a photographer finally got him to address the rumors that he's actually Khloe Kardashian's real father. Here's what he said.
Oh, gosh.
Your congratulations in order?
For what?
We hear Khloe finally announced that she's pregnant.
Well, for Bob, God bless his soul, yeah. I don't think for me, I have nothing to do with it. Chloe and girls are all terrific girls when they were growing up, nice and terrific. I think today they're still nice and terrific, except they've kind of added sex appeal to their resume. I'm happy for them. Congratulations to her. But trust me, I have nothing to do with it. I would be proud if I had anything to do with it, but I don't. God bless
you. Thank you.
A couple things real quick.
Okay, yeah, please go.
First of all, isn't the bigger story that the Bills are in a playoffs?
They're already out of the playoffs.
Oh, well, that makes more sense. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Got it. But then it's weird because OJ's not talking like a potential grandpa. He's kind of talking like, I didn't have anything to do with that,
Like he didn't smash.
Right. It's weird. And Arnell's like, Dad, let's go.
Because he was going down the rabbit hole of, I'd do it.
They got sex appeal now.
Do you ever think OJ is going to make an appearance on Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No.
If he did, I'm sure he'd kill it.
Kelly Clarkson recently did an interview with Radio.com, and she talked about a subject that is really kind of taboo these days, and it is spanking your children, and she's all for it. Take a listen.
I'm not above a spanking, which people aren't necessarily into. I mean, I don't mean like hitting her hard. I just mean a spanking. And I'm from the South, y'all, so like we get spankings. My mom would call the principal, like if I ever ended up in the principal's office, and give permission for her to spank me.
I was spanked.
Me too.
I was whooped.
A lot.
Exactly,
yes, honey, with no extension cords and belts.
Okay, that's not right.
Shoes. Yes, it was. I'm so grateful that I got my ass toe up.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a world of a difference. It does.
Speaking of that, I remember one time my brother grabbed the belt. And it was like a moment of silence. Like, his life reflected in my eyes. Like, he was about to die. He grabbed
Wait a minute. He had to grab the belt so he could take it to your mom to have...
No! She was in the middle of whipping him, and he, like, grabbed it, and they made eye contact, and there was just, like, pause and silence.
Oh, no. You was there. You should have left the house.
I was like...
The world starts to spin in slow motion.
Yes.
Sorry, guys. We had to break just for a second for a Jennifer Lopez update.
Oh, all right. I'm in.
Yes, she J-Lo posted this picture to Instagram with the quote caption, "I got a new pair of socks today."
Slay me. Cute. Wow. Slay me, Miss J-Lo.
Oh, my God. I want some.
I want to smell them.
You know what I love about this? The fact that I can still wear my damn sandals in the wintertime. time. Thank you, J-Lo. Hey, who wants to spend all that money just for one season?
Well, you guys, the fallout continues over H&M's decision to show a little black boy in a coolest monkey in the jungle hoodie. H&M has apologized and pulled the sweatshirt from its stores, but the damage is done. And now, to make it worse, former Caucasian Rachel Dolezal is looking to cash in as well. She took to her Instagram to reveal her protest hoodie for sale that says "Coolest Prince in the Hood."
She's not helping.
No.
Who asked her?
Oh my God.
Okay, yes, there are definitely some princes in the hood, but why does she have to assume that this little boy is from the hood?
Well, I guess maybe there's a play on the hoodie thing, but like the font ain't even cool on the hoodie. That's impact.
You gave her too much credit with that because of the hoodie, the hood. No, she meant what she said.
She sure did.
Do you guys believe that you possibly could be a white woman, but you...
Transracial?
Yeah, is transracial really a thing?
Yes. It happens all the time. They just now have a name for it. That's all. This has been happening.
Yeah, now we have a dictionary term for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are black people who feel white inside. There are white people who feel like for some reason they...
I have never seen a black person that feel white inside.
Oh, they got a lot of people.
There goes one right there. Gary Hayes. Are you kidding me? He's
an old white woman.
Black man who thinks that he's white. Okay?
Well, we can add Michelle Williams to the gender inequality in Hollywood. Now, we're talking about her because we're talking about the All the Money in the World movie, right? So that was the movie with Kevin Spacey. They get rid of Kevin Spacey because we all know what Kevin Spacey did. So now they had to reshoot some of the scenes of the movie with Christopher Plummer replacing Kevin Spacey, which meant that Mark Wahlberg and Michelle Williams had to come back for reshoots. Mark Wahlberg got paid $1.5 million for about a 10-day shoot. And now we're finding out what Michelle Williams made for that same 10-day reshoot.
How much?
How much?
She made $80 a day.
Oh, wow.
No, stop that. Are you serious?
Which is about $1,000, which, if I'm doing my math right, it's less than 1% of what Mark Wahlberg was paid.
Wow, that is awful.
Whatever happened to Time's Up?
Jeez.
But the thing is, like, there's always going to be that one person in every production that's going to be, like, difficult and be like, yo, I ain't coming back unless I get XYZ amount of money to do it. So just imagine if the producer's like, well, we had to pay Mark Wahlberg $1.5 million to come back and do it. Then they would have to pay everybody $1.5 million to do
it. But can we meet somewhere? Okay, now I can't even say in the middle. I can't even say meet in the middle, but somewhere? $80? That's like her Uber money to get there.
But if Marky Mark is the bigger star, then he is supposed to get that, like, and he's not supposed to go around telling everybody what he made, because then everybody else would want more money.
But she's not the hairstylist.
Here's why I think she did. Because the director came to her and said, listen, this is obviously we're all in a bind here. I know it's a big ask. It's going to cost about $10 million to reshoot, but I'm not taking any money for it. None of the other actors are either. So if I'm Michelle Williams, I'm like, oh, yeah, of course. I'm a team player. I understand. I want to work again. And then you find out Mark Wahlberg made that.
If you knew anything about acting and what being on a set is like, that's what the director does. He lies to get you to do your job, okay?
Yes, he does.
True. Mark Wahlberg was probably being offered something else after they shot All the Money in the World. He's like, I got this other thing going on. I can't come back and reshoot. They're like, I'll lose money if I come back. So they had to pay him $1.5 million. Maybe Michelle Williams didn't have anything to go do, so they could pay her the typical $80 a day.
You're right about that part, Frank, but there's also something to be said for her at least being on the scale. I mean, $80 a day
you
is
could go make
nothing.
More money at the fast
That's
food
not
place.
Even her damn day rate for a photo shoot for
That's
a
right.
magazine cover.
Now, on the upside, we'll probably get an additional Wahlburgers in another location.
The bright side,
because his sandwiches are the best.
Right. All right, y'all. So Bethany Frankel is claiming that she is really, really extra single and ready to mingle.
Really?
So Bethany revealed that she is playing the field and she's loving it. She told People, I am single. I'm utterly available.
When you're utterly available, you're willing to do anything.
That means you in the thought zone.
Yeah. I feel like when you say utterly, you got to utterly.
You are opening yourself up to other opportunities and experimentations, what I'm thinking she's saying.
Men, women, mimin, anything.
Now, Bethany also says that there have been pros and cons to dating. She says, dating is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Come through,
all of a sudden, she's single and she's Forrest Gump. Mom always said, like a box of chocolates. Yeah. You never know what you're going to get.
If you're planning on dating Bethany Frankel, run. Run.
Well, Bethany should take a page out of fellow housewife Yolanda Hadid's book. Find out what she did to get the man of her dreams after the break.
Dish Nation.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, looks like the future Duchess will no longer be hashtagging or boomeranging on social media. Yesterday, Meghan Markle deleted both her Twitter and her Instagram accounts.
What? Do you think she did this on her own, or you think somebody made her do it?
I feel like they probably made her do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is probably the purging of the old Meghan Markle and the brand new royal Meghan Markle she's about to be.
But right. That's amazing, though. They'll do that. Honey, you could come in our world. We don't want all of that.
Exactly.
I don't think they made her do it. I think she did it because she knew it was a smart thing to do because people are saying any and everything. Now, the closer she gets,
that's true.
The more scrutiny she's under.
Would you all shut down your social media account for love?
Yes.
All those followers, Gary, that you got with all them selfies, you would give it up for love.
Yes. Y'all said y'all won't do it? You wouldn't do it?
I would. Well, you know, I use mine for personal and for business. So if he really wants me to shut it down, you're also asking me to shut down my business. So you need to supplement that income.
Of course, so how you going to sell that go naked hair, honey?
And that flat tummy tea.
Yeah.
On Dish.
Oh.
On Dish Deals.
Okay. dishondeals.com.
Well, speaking of love, honey, former Real Housewife of Beverly Hills, Yolanda Hadid, honey, was on the Wendy Williams show yesterday, and she said that she's very much in love with a mystery man.
Nice.
Honey. And pay attention, Portia.
Oh, yes, I'm
pay
looking.
Pay attention, what, niece,
what's
honey.
What's going on?
Because, honey, here's how she says she found true love.
You know, I made a spiral, a love spiral, about a month ago or 2 months ago, and I wrote exactly what I wanted, because after 2 years, 2.5 years being single, you have a lot of time to think, you know? So I was like, what do I really want in a man? Like, so I wrote it exactly down, like, what are the qualities that I really feel that I need in that other person? And he magically appeared. He rang the doorbell at the farm, and here he is.
Wow.
She believed it so much that God just manifests her dreams right in her face.
That's totally a thing, too.
Yes, it is.
Manifest things into reality.
But you know what? It's what you focus your mind in on. Mm-hmm. And honestly, here lately, I've been focusing about different types of men that I really do want, and they have actually been coming to me.
Really?
Yeah, no lie. I promise you.
That's
now, I have yet to get it all in the one guy.
You ain't gonna get everything you want in one portion.
This
you have
is
to
true.
Take the good, you take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and then you
half a man.
Half a man.
All right, so Celine Dion, you know, one of the classiest people in the game.
Yes.
And she recently dumped with a drunk fan in one of the classiest of ways. Now, she was performing a show at the Coliseum in Caesar's Palace in Vegas, and a fan managed to get on stage and dry hump her.
Oh,
and
what?
She reacted in a very Celine Dion-ish kind of way.
Look at me in the eyes. Do you see my heart? That's what I want to hear. Are you ready to party with me tonight? Are you ready to party with me tonight? Okay, get out. I'm gonna help you. Come. Be careful, don't hurt yourself. Oh, she's good.
Why they irritated my soul.
That got on my last reserve nerve, honey.
I just don't feel like you should even touch Celine Dion.
If I was in the audience, I would be mad because I'd be like, get her off stage. I came to see Celine. I don't want to see her try to coach this drunk bitch up off the stage.
What the hell I'm screaming?
And she's talking about, don't touch me. They would have yoked, my security would have yoked their ass up so quick by her neck. Like, get out of here.
Yeah.
But with the patience that she exuded on stage that night, I would like to see her as Oprah Winfrey's running mate in 2020.
Yes.
If she could defuse that situation.
She can defuse anything.
Talk us out of war. She sure can.
Oprah Dion, we're here for it.
I'm here for it. Coming up, Taraji P. Henson has got some things to say to women over 40. Y'all better listen up to the queen. We'll tell you all about what she has to say coming up next.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Miss Taraji P. Henson is making a statement with her latest role, y'all. Now, Taraji stars as a badass killer in her new film, Proud Mary, honey, which hits theaters this weekend. And she reveals why this was a role that she just couldn't turn down.
Usually women, after we get 40, they send us out to pasture. Well, honey.
She looks amazing.
Yeah, we couldn't even pay attention to what she's saying because of how good she looked.
Yes.
So what would y'all do to make sure y'all careers don't get thrown in the pasture?
I'm becoming more and more my authentic self. You know, in the beginning of entertainment, I feel like you are a certain character. You kind of get locked in a box. But the more you become yourself, your own
and
identity,
know who you are
more unique than anything else.
So you can never
be thrown away because there will never be another Porsche.
That's
so if you
right.
want a
it's
Porsche,
only
like
one Brett, boo.
The only one Brett, okay. only one Garrett, niece. Only one Headcrack.
Like they said, I can't be you because you're already taken.
There you go.
And you can't love nobody unless you love thyself.
Amen. Right. I need to get these.
This story is the best story ever written.
All right. Right. I just knew you was coming with a dark one.
Me too.
like live today because you're going to die tomorrow.
Right. You ran out of pages, still went out someone else.
Yeah. There goes the head crack I know.
Well, one person who can't be replaced is Ed Sheeran because no one's running around here looking like him. But one thing he don't mess around about is his ketchup.
What?
His ketchup?
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. He's appointed members of his entourage to make sure that there's always bottles of ketchup available wherever he goes.
Is it a certain kind he likes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's real specific. He likes Heinz ketchup.
Okay.
And he's sick of going to places that do not serve it when he's touring. He eats ketchup on everything from his breakfast sandwiches to his upscale dinners.
I can get with that.
I like Heinz, too.
Yeah, and he probably has a healthy diet. When you start eating more healthy, you got to get with the sauces.
The sauces?
Yes, baby! You're like, okay, I'm not in the mood to eat this, but if I can put some hot sauce on it, some ketchup, some curry, I can do it.
Yes. Ketchup be rescuing everything.
Everything.
There's not too many things you can put ketchup on and make it worse.
That's right.
Yeah.
But is that ghetto to bring your own sauces to upscale restaurants?
You gotta do it with confidence, honey.
Oh, really?
Yes. Just like when I asked for Hennessy at a nice restaurant.
Oh, they don't say Hennessy not a good drink?
They do, but you know, when you at a nice restaurant,
they'll be
you
like,
know, you don't want to
carry the XO, dog.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You won't be getting no Coke in that.
Like,
Hennessy.
I like a little Hennessy. They'll be like, excuse me, Hennessy. Hennessy!
All right, y'all. So, well, you know what goes well with ketchup?
What?
Tea, honey. And you can sip on lots of it, honey, in your new Dish Nation mug while blocking the sun in your Dish Nation hat and keeping warm in your Dish Nation sweatshirt. Make sure you go to dishnation.com/dishgear to get all kinds of swag. After the break, honey, I'll tell you, honey, what the richest man in the world and I have in common.
Gary with the tees is so elegant. I just can't.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, he has been named the richest man in history. $105 billion, that's what he's worth.
How can anybody live on that?
I know. Well, he's the Amazon founder. I mean, we all love Amazon, obviously. And so he
is... It's his smile on the box.
I didn't know that. Oh, a little tidbit. Okay, so he's the richest man on the planet, but Jeff is really still pretty down to earth. So he says that his daily routine is pretty simple. He always has breakfast with his family, never schedules morning meetings, because he's like, I think this time with my wife, who's a novelist, by the way, Mackenzie...
Is he down there mixing up pancake batter?
Yes, he makes breakfast for them. Yes, and yeah.
And people are out there up in the granola tree.
Okay, so then he said there's an after dinner ritual that he does every single night. He does the dishes.
Oh,
Jeff Bezos.
He doesn't have a dishwashing machine.
He does them by hand because
he can get a great one pretty cheap on Amazon.
This is why I think he does it. He says he washes the dishes every night and says, quote, I'm pretty convinced it's the sexiest thing I do.
No, the sexiest thing, I mean, he does for his wife stacks up into a amount of $105 billion behind him. That's sexy.
Now that is sexy.
And rich.
Oh, man, is that rich.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.